DW.
Gunfire echoes across Rocinha, the largest favela in Rio de Janeiro. In the last few days, the community has been the focus of national attention as a war has broken out between different gangs. Nearly 1,000 Brazilian soldiers have been sent in to try and end the conflict. While Brazil's political and economic crisis has deepened over the past year, there's been a surge in violence across the country. The number of murders increased by 2,000 in the first half of the year compared to 2016. The easy availability of illegal firearms, impunity, and a lack of social services and effective policing all contribute to making things worse.
Well, Brazil has really sky-high impunity rates.
This is Robert Mugga, research director at the Igarapé Institute, a Rio de Janeiro think tank focused on security and development. Mugga told DW that roughly 90% of the homicides in Brazil go unprosecuted. This, he says, is a sign of dysfunction on all levels of the criminal justice system, from the police to the courts.
More than 90% of homicides that are perpetrated don't result in a conviction. And so this is a sign of a dysfunction within the criminal justice system, from the point of the police through to the courts and then ultimately into the prisons. And so the result is that the cost of killing is quite low.
Ariel, Felipe.
Gleidson Goes has a list of names on his lime green kitchen wall.
Beto, Jao, Veto, Milena, Joana, Vânia, Nel.
Gleidson knew each one of these young people who died over the past couple of years. Gleidson is a community activist who lives in the small city of Cabo de Santo Agostinho, close to Recife in northeastern Brazil. It boasts beautiful beaches, but it's also one of the most violent cities in the country. Cabo de Santo Agostinho exemplifies some of the problems plaguing much of Brazil, says Chief Inspector Felipe Monteiro Costa. He's in charge of homicide investigations in the area around Cabo de Santo Agostinho.
It was traditionally a place with a really high homicide rate. Then, when the economy picked up, the city grew in a really disorganized, chaotic way.
A major industrial complex near Cabo de Santo Agostinho received hundreds of millions of dollars in investment during the Lula government and attracted tens of thousands of workers. But Brazil's economic nosedive has left many of them with no income, leading to an increase in drug trafficking and petty crime. This scenario is being repeated across the country. Back at Gleidson's, some of the underlying issues come to light when his 16-year-old ward, Adriano, comes home in the afternoon. Adriano's school classes have been canceled today, which is not uncommon. Gleidson has taken Adriano in to try to keep him away from drug trafficking groups in the community. But the fact that schools regularly cancel classes means many young people are left at loose ends. The 2017 Atlas of Violence reports that nearly 54% of those killed in Brazil are between the ages of 15 and 19, most of them black males. In songs like this one, Fabrício Pereira Santos is rapping about being young and black in northeastern Brazil. He's a slender black man of 20. He and his comrades are fighting to carve out their own space in a conflicted city.
We know that the majority of the poor population is black, so we suffer a lot because when we're in the street, as they say, the whole world is watching you. The whole world is monitoring you. You're at a store and security is watching you. You're on the street and people cross the street because they're afraid of you.
Você tá na rua, as pessoas atravessam outro lado da rua com medo de você.
Young people from Cabo de Santo Agostinho have gathered in a school for a day of workshops and discussion on how to reduce the homicides in town. Everyone here has lost someone. One young man told me that 33 of his friends were killed over the past year.
A gente o jovem do rap, o jovem da comunidade que é...
We young rappers from the community here, like Type A Blacks, we try to show others that it's wrong to fight, to be violent, to get involved with crime, because there's no future in that.
Porque não tem um futuro, é um futuro vago.
Fabrício, Gladson and others are trying to change the culture in Cabo de Santo Agostinho from the ground up. Gladson would like to offer English classes to give young people more employment options. He's planning to start a drum group to help build connections between the youth from different neighborhoods so they won't end up killing each other. Others are trying to figure out policy changes. Moga and the Igarapé Institute are working with 39 other NGOs to get governments around the region to come up with plans to tackle the issue. Their goal is to reduce the homicide rate across Latin America by half by 2030.
And we need to abandon those strategies that have made the problem worse, including repressive policing, mass incarceration strategies, repressive drug laws, throwing more kids in jail, which seems to be the strategy of the first type of strategy we're seeing across the region, doesn't only not address the problem, it actually reinforces the power of organized crime in many countries across the region. So we're advocating for a set of policies and strategies based on good scientific evidence.
Moga says that mass incarceration, which is widespread across Latin America, actually backfires as a strategy and ends up empowering organized crime. Some of the policies Igarapé suggests include regulating firearms more effectively, conflict mediation, and reducing drug-related violence by decreasing penalties for nonviolent drug offenders. Strengthening homicide investigations is another tested approach to reducing murders. Brazil is heading into an election year, and it's clear that the issue of violence will need to get addressed on many levels. For DW, I'm Zoe Sullivan, in Recife, Brazil.
DW.